From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns is bringing an in-depth study of the law of God, and on today's program, he concludes his exposition of the first commandment, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Here, God declares his exclusive dignity. Jehovah alone is God, and there is no other God. Implicit in this command is the total condemnation of idolatry. Further, this commandment sets forth the essential duty of man. He is to worship God alone, with all the implications of such worship, such as adoration, trust, obedience, love, fear, and so forth. Sadly, men seem to want to worship everything but God. Then, contained in this commandment, is the eternal deity of Christ, who is God incarnate. Rejecting Christ is nothing but idolatry, but those who worship Christ will find in Him the salvation of their souls. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. First, here is a brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning, written by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Psalm 84 and verse 7. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. There are various renderings of these words, but all of them contain the idea of progress. Our own good translation of the Authorized Version is enough for us this morning. They go from strength to strength. That is, they grow stronger and stronger. Usually, if we are walking, we go from strength to weakness. We start fresh and in good order for our journey, but by and by the road is rough and the sun is hot. We sit down by the wayside, and then again painfully pursue our weary way. But the Christian pilgrim, having obtained fresh supplies of grace, is as vigorous after years of toilsome travel and struggle as when he first set out. He may not be quite so elate and buoyant, nor perhaps quite so hot and hasty in his zeal as he once was, but he is much stronger in all that constitutes real power, and travels, if more slowly, far more surely. Some gray-haired veterans have been as firm in their grasp of truth and as zealous in diffusing it as they were in their younger days. But alas, it must be confessed, it is often otherwise, for the love of many waxes cold and iniquity abounds. But this is their own sin and not the fault of the promise, which still holds good. The youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Fretful spirits sit down and trouble themselves about the future. Alas, say they, we go from affliction to affliction. Very true, O thou of little faith, but then thou goest from strength to strength also. Thou shalt never find a bundle of affliction which has not bound up in the midst of it sufficient grace. God will give the strength of ripe manhood with the burden allotted to full-grown shoulders.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
This great catalogue of crime and sin and wickedness is not only not hid from God, but it is committed right in His face. That's why He says in Jeremiah 7 verse 9, "Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal? and walk after other gods whom you know not, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Let's stop there. Will you do that? Do you think you can get away with that? To set up idolatry? Be it covetousness, stubbornness, hypocrisy, or other ungodliness, that you can set up idolatry and then you can come into God's presence and think because you do so, because you bow before Him and you join in the congregational worship, that somehow or other that will make your idolatry all right with God? He says, is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. Here is the duty of man, and it condemns every one of us by nature and by practice as an idolater and a criminal at the bar of God. Will you not tremble to break the first of these great commandments? This commandment exposes sin, and it calls you, as the Thessalonians did, to turn from idols to serve the living and the true God. And therefore it holds out a message of hope. For the third and final thing that the commandment does is it teaches us the eternal deity of Christ. Follow me carefully. Worship belongs only to Jehovah. Isaiah 42 verse 8, I am the Lord, I am Jehovah. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now let's get that clearly in our minds. I am Jehovah. Worship belongs to me alone. Yet, Hebrews 1:6, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he, Jehovah, saith, let all the angels of God worship him. By the command of God, worship belongs only to him. And by the command of God, worship is given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's grasp the plain logic of the Word of God here. Dr. Connolly mentioned the existence of that logical construction called a syllogism. You all know by now, from what he said, what a syllogism is. There are two propositions, a major and a minor premise, which lead to an inevitable conclusion, and the strength of the conclusion depends on the rightness of the major and the minor premises. For instance, if I were to say that everything that has four legs is an animal, my table has four legs, therefore my table is an animal, you would say you're crazy. There's nothing wrong with the logic, except that the first premise was wrong. But when the premises are right, the conclusion is inevitable. Now follow the scriptures. Worship belongs exclusively to the true God, Jehovah. God commands worship to be given to Jesus Christ. Conclusion, therefore, Jesus Christ is the true God and Jehovah. This commandment teaches us the eternal deity of Christ. It is a commandment, therefore, that should be read in gospel light. When it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, it is a commandment to acknowledge and confess the Lord Jesus Christ to be the true God and our Savior. The Savior Himself said this, John 14:1, you believe in God, believe also in me. That's the commandment. So this commandment then comes down to this. It condemns our sin, but it points us to Christ, and it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What a picture the New Testament presents to us. It presents us the picture of the Lord walking among men as a man. As a man, he obeys the law of God perfectly. He offers up that perfect obedience to the Father as a sacrifice on our behalf. That sacrifice is accepted. And then he offers to us as his free gift that perfect obedience as a garment of salvation and as the robe of righteousness. Convicted by the law, condemned as an idolater, every man and woman among us should hear the voice of this first commandment to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledge and confess Him, cry with Thomas, my Lord, my God, my Lord, and my God. And I will say this, it is only then that you can begin to live in obedience to the first commandment. Every Christ rejecter is an impenitent idolater on the road to an idolater's hell, with the judgment of the first commandment hanging over his head. It is only when he gets to Christ that he begins to understand the fulfillment of this commandment. It's then that he begins to live for God. It's then that he can say with the hymn writer, the dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. May God show us these three tremendous truths: His exclusive dignity, our essential duty, and Christ's eternal deity. May He bring us to the feet of His Son, our Savior, as our perfect righteousness and our perfect Redeemer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. The law of God is a strict, inflexible, unyielding, unchanging, and unchangeable declaration of the righteous standard of God. Thou shalt have no other gods in my face, in my presence. Tonight, this commandment condemns every man and woman among us, idolaters one and all, worshippers of self and of sin, and worse behind it all, many a time, of the devil himself. But this commandment points you to Christ. Bless God, He's the Saviour from all sin. And He's the beginning and the ending, the sum and the substance of knowing God. Tonight, my friend, if you stand convicted as an idolater, the sinner, I trust that you'll come to the Saviour. I'm here to help you. I'd love to take the time and point you to Christ. And if you are a Christian, thou shalt have no other gods. You're redeemed. He wants your all. He wants your worship. He wants your service. He wants your wholehearted devotion. How can we give less? The words of C.T. Studd are somewhat trite now. They have been so often quoted, but yet they're so perfectly in line with our text. If we're saved, let us learn it. If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him. Jesus Christ is God. Is He your God? Make sure of that tonight. Don't leave until your spiritual state is certain in Christ. Remain and let's talk these things over with the Word of God before us. Father in heaven, bless Thy Word to every heart. And after the faltering voice of man is silent, Lord, speak on to every soul. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt save the lost, convict sinners of sin. We live in a day when there's such a low view of the holiness of God, such a low view of the law of God, such a low view of sin. Oh God, we pray that Thou wilt convict sinners of sin. Idolatry is a heinous and vicious and diabolical crime. Gracious God, bear the full weight of that condemnation in on every heart. And then we pray, point souls to Christ. We thank Thee He is God, a very God. We thank Thee He's God manifested in the flesh. We thank Thee He is God revealed for our salvation. Jesus, our Emmanuel. O Lord, tonight we pray that Thou wilt bring souls to the feet of Jesus. And Lord, bring Thy people to total dedication. We believe in the deity of Christ. We believe in the salvation of God in Christ. We believe the great truths of the gospel. Lord, then let us live 100% for God. Oh, take us up and use us in the power of Thy Spirit in the service of our great God and Savior. Hear our prayer. Bless us, we pray. Keep us near the cross and let us remain faithful to Thee as we look for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear and in the enjoyment of Thy favor. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.